Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Thirdly, is I'm going to tell you how to get along with each other. Third part of Amos 3:3, can two walk together unless they be agreed? And the third thought I'm going to give you is a little bit of a negative, but don't feel bad about it. But I'm going to tell you three things that I think tears down relationships. First thing we talked about is wanting to get along. Second thing we talked about is having a friendly spirit. And today I'm going to talk about what actually does tear down a relationship. And the first thing that I think tears down a relationship is, and helps people not to get along, is being stubborn. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:28, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth teeth friends. So a froward man, the Bible, when it uses that word, it means a troublesome. It means unyielding. That means you're a stubborn person. You know, a stubborn person. And we don't want to be, we don't want stubborn people, you know. And my mind goes back to an illustration of a lady that called me, and she went into a friend's house, and the friend was watching something that was offensive to her. And so she got up and actually turned the television off. Now, can I say that that's a troublesome spirit? You know, you're just, what that did was that made the friend, that let the friend know that you thought she was unspiritual for watching the show. Number two is you took over in an area that you're not responsible for. That's another way of showing your stubborn, unyielding spirit. So the way to get along with each other is don't be stubborn. That means that, you know, sometimes you'll have to be putting up with things. You know, you can make excuses and leave the room instead of staying in the room with the television, you know. But to get up and actually turn somebody's television off while you're visiting their house, that seems a little bit much, doesn't it? The second part of what tears down a relationship is talebearing. Proverbs 17:9, he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. You know, we don't need to share bad about someone. My mind goes to a girl who told a daughter-in-law what her mother-in-law said about her. Now, of course, when I say this, it wasn't a compliment. It wasn't, you should have heard your mother-in-law. She said that you were the most wonderful thing that had ever come in her life. And, you know, it's usually not bragging. When you go to somebody and tell them something bad about another person, that the Bible calls that tale-bearing. And we don't need to be tale-bearers. If we're going to get along with each other, we don't need to share bad things about other people. The third and last thing about what tears down a relationship is being offensive. Being offensive. Proverbs 18:19, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. So what that means there is offensive. There is so much that we could accomplish if we just stopped and thought through how we were going to say something to somebody. Like, take for instance, somebody called us recently and asked us to do them a favor. And my husband and I actually sat down and talked out how we were going to respond to the person because we didn't want to offend them. We didn't want to say, no, we can't do it because we don't trust you. You know, you can't say that, and you can't just say no because they want some kind of explanation. So we thought through how to say it and talked it all through. I can't tell you how many times we've done that. When we're dealing with a pastor, sometimes we talk through, now how can we say this to him that it won't offend him, won't even make him feel like we don't want to be cooperative, but we still can't do that. You know, there's a lot to not being an offensive person. And one of the main ways to do it is just to be very careful about how you say something and think it through. These are three easy things that are part of what tears down a relationship and how to get along with each other. Let's encourage each other to get along instead of just putting up with contention in our homes and churches. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.